Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 168 for Monday, August 24th, 2020. This is another Meta Monday, and I have been taking copious notes during the podcasts that I've listened to since the last Meta Monday, so bear with me, this is going to be a longer episode than normal. I will address each individual person by name. First of all, Jay and Ken. Jabberwocky was an absolutely inspired choice for MPAT Presents. I bet Geronimo really enjoyed reading that. It's right up his alley. In general, I've preferred the variety shows where you have your characters read poems over the karaoke ones, with the exception of Take On Me. That one was great. Being off-key added to the humor of it in your case. Joe, I did really enjoy the full-length Megapodtastic with the interview with that guy from Eureka. And I agree with you, $30 for the Mulan rental is a little excessive. I'm now even less interested in seeing it than I already was. In reply to your Day 8 episode, oh my gonk, how have I been in the Star Wars fandom for most of my life and not known that Sam Witwer was Doomsday on Smallville? The fandom loves him as the voice of Maul on the Clone Wars and Rebels animated series. He must have been an awesome Doomsday. In reply to your Day 9 episode, I agree, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is one of the best MCU movies, and it does have a great, great villain and some absolutely brilliant moments. Kyle, aka Mad Marv, replying to your August 10th episode, thank you very much. When am I going to get my next DTM? I don't know. Maybe in a couple of years. I am still very much a completionist, and now I'm too committed to the success of my clubs to stop participating. Nutty and Tech. My single biggest regret of this past March is that I didn't go see Onward the weekend it came out. I'm very happy to hear that it's so, so good. And yes, of course I know what Weekend at Bernie's is. Regarding The Sound of Music, Tech, no, you don't have to be good at singing to enjoy it. In fact, I encourage everyone to enjoy singing, even badly, when there isn't anyone to hear you. Also, as a pedantic Disney nerd, I would like to point out that Disney actually had nothing to do with the film version of The Sound of Music, apart from producing two of the three similar contemporary films that you mentioned, Mary Poppins and Bedknobs and Broomsticks. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was actually a United Artists picture, and The Sound of Music was actually a 20th Century Fox picture, which of course doesn't exist anymore, which is why The Sound of Music is up on Disney Plus. But at the time, Disney was not involved in its production, apart from contributing to the popularity of those kinds of musicals. Tim, your All About Viruses lesson was absolutely fascinating. I either didn't know or had forgotten that viruses did other things besides induce diseases. Michael Butler, no need to apologize for crying over Pete Way. I get it, and my sincere condolences. I think I may have cried a little bit over Carrie Fisher a couple of years ago. Mark, I can relate to the random selection process you mentioned in your August 11th episode, and you're absolutely right about choosing a task... My cat is interrupting me. You're absolutely right about choosing a task from your list of focus ideals being a better strategy than selecting something at random. What you call your focus ideals is mentioned in my favorite book on time management and goal setting, 18 Minutes. It recommends deciding which of those tasks to work on at the beginning of each day. I have yet to make that a habit, but I would like to. In your August 13th episode, you talked about why you enjoyed working in coffee shops so much more than at home. there's more space around you, everything in that space is put away, and you can get coffee delivered. I really like working in coffee shops too, and for many of those same reasons. I miss that experience. Maybe someday. I have a real desk at home, but only one part of it has been decluttered, and I think I would be able to think better in this space, and enjoy being here a lot more if the whole room were decluttered. And finally, Clinton. Great to hear from Detective Hart. That one made me laugh. As we get closer to Virtual Dragon Con, it occurs to me that I've missed hearing about the continuing adventures of Captain Bosworth Carmichael Pennington this year. I realize that in comedy you don't want to wear a joke out, but if you ever do decide to learn more of the ins and outs of Star Trek Online and go back to that storyline, you have at least one interested audience member. That concludes my Meta Monday comments this time. And now my next two planned stops on the 2020 Nebraska Passport Tour. This is Nebraska Tourism 2020, segment 24 of 35. Bigfoot Crossroads of America Museum and Sin City Grill. Nebraska has a whole museum dedicated to Bigfoot sightings and memorabilia and alleged evidence. It's a very quirky roadside attraction. I have not been there. If we had gone forward with the Toastmasters District 24 conference in Lincoln in April, I was considering going there first. My Nebraska tourism friends have been there already. So I'm going to have to hit it up, and I'm going to have to see. I've seen their pictures. It seems very in-depth and very entertaining. Next one. Sin City Grill. I will go ahead and read the passport description paragraph. Voted top burgers in the city of Grand Island, this stop offers hand-cut fries, shakes, malts, and serves brunch on Saturday and Sunday, all in a fun, old-school Las Vegas-themed restaurant. I'm really looking forward to this one and am planning on having dinner there on one of the days of my trip out that way.
Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.